You're listening to a podcast hosted by Med Learning Group.
Welcome to our Mic Learning podcast series titled Transforming Care Through Next Generation Therapies in Retinal Diseases to Lower Burden and Improve Outcomes. I'm your host, Shpitim, a medical director at Med Learning Group. This is one of two of our podcast series on addressing treatment burden in retinal diseases, where we specifically bring you the patient voice, which is the focus of today's podcast. I am very happy to have Dita here with us today. Dita is a patient living with neovascular age-related macular degeneration, or NAMD, and she has agreed to share her journey with us. So Dita, thank you so much for being here today.
It's a pleasure, Shaptin.
Thank you. And then just to start, if you can just introduce yourself to our audience a little bit.
My name is Dita. I'm 81 years old and retired, although I do volunteer at a museum. And I'm on the board of a current museum. I was diagnosed with wet macular degeneration 9 years ago.
Thank you, Dita, for sharing that. And when you were initially diagnosed with NAMD or wet macular degeneration, did you notice any symptoms? How did that came to be?
I did notice symptoms only when I looked at my computer. I would see wavy lines instead of straight lines, and I had a computer that was about 10 years old. I figured the problem was a computer. So I bought a new one. And when I took it home, the same problem was there. There were wavy lines on the computer. So I took it back to the shop. And everybody said, no, the lines are absolutely straight. So at that point, I realized there was something wrong with my eyes and went to my eye doctor and was diagnosed at that time.
And if you recall, like at the time you were diagnosed, like what did you and your doctor talked about specifically as it relates to NAMD?
Well, I went first to not a retinal specialist, but just an eye doctor, and she explained that this was quite a serious problem, and I should immediately see a retinologist. And she suggested a retinologist to see. And so I made an appointment as soon as I could and went from there.
No, thank you. And then how was it that just receiving this news and this, you know, how did it impact your day-to-day life, your work in general?
I started getting aflibercept 2 milligrams immediately and the wavy line stopped. I was able to see very well. So it really didn't have much of an impact on my life. I mean, it was wonderful looking at my computer screen and not seeing waiting lines. So that was great because I do work on the computer a lot. But I really didn't notice it, except when I was looking at the computer. I was a little bit frightened because I knew that the prognosis might not be very good without treatment. So I was very motivated to get treatment.
No, that's great that you were able to start treatment right away. And you mentioned that you were started on aflibercept 2 milligrams at first. Is that when you first were diagnosed? And were you on that for a long time? How did that treatment progress?
This was 9 years ago. And I was getting 2 milligrams every 4 weeks. I had to go for the treatment. And that went on for, 8 years. This year, I've been put on 8 milligrams of aflibercept, and now I get treatment every 14 weeks.
Thank you. And when you were in on aflibercept 2 milligram, and you mentioned you were in that for quite a bit of time, how was it just like going and getting the injections on a frequent basis? Was it like, how's that treatment burden? Was it difficult to keep up with some of those appointments?
It was. Every time I went in, it pretty much took away the day because of the dilation that's done before the treatment just to find out the condition of the retina. And then the drops that are used are a little bit abrasive. So I'd have to come home and close my eyes for 2 or 3 hours after the treatment. So it pretty much took away a good part of the day every time I received treatment. Obviously, going once every 14 weeks versus every 4 weeks is just a godsend. It's wonderful.
No, that's great because, you know, it's amazing. Like, I'm sure it affected a lot of just what you couldn't do. A lot of the different activities, being active, working, and also volunteering. A lot of that was just probably hard to do with that kind of like having to go to the office every month for an injection, I assume.
Right. Yeah. Saves a lot of time.
Do you have any other health conditions besides NAMD? And just when you were treated with aflibercept 2 mg, you had to go in every month for eye injections. How difficult was it to keep those appointments and then in conjunction with everything else that was going on in terms of work and health, just keeping up with those appointments?
Yeah, no, luckily I'm in very good health, but I do have to replace knees. So my mobility is slightly impacted. So going every 7 weeks as opposed to going every 14 weeks was a little bit onerous.
No, that's great. And you mentioned that you have transitioned recently to aflibercept at 8 mg. And how often are you going for treatments with this new regimen?
I go every 14 weeks.
No, that's great. And then since kind of being on this treatment, do you feel that as kind of lowered your overall burden? And we talk about that, like medical appointments and just like the treatment schedule overall.
Yes, but I'm going at least from every 4 weeks or 7 weeks to every 14 weeks. It just saves so much time. It's much less stressful. It gives me all those days now that I don't have to worry about driving to the appointment and, going through the shot and then coming home and having to keep my eyes shut for 2 or 3 hours. So it's wonderful. I'm very happy to have the HD treatment now.
If a lot of these treatments, you know, haven't been available for that long, we're talking about like 2 years or so, but I feel like if they were available, they would have made a big difference.
It would have, yes.
If you could like give other eye doctors some advice about treating patients as yourself, like what would it be, specifically focusing on this kind of newer treatment options for an AMD?
I think the first thing I would say is the HD is just so much better than the 2 mg treatment, because it puts so much less stress on me and obviously all patients getting that kind of treatment. There's a lot involved. I mean, you have to have a dilation of your eyes. That means that, it's very hard to drive afterwards. It's all light is so painful after that. You know, it frees up so much time. It's just, I don't know what, it's just wonderful. You know, it's so freeing and it's so effective. I mean, when I was thinking about this podcast, I realized that you'd probably be asking me how long I've had this condition. And, my first impression was, oh, maybe 2 or 3 years. And I was amazed that it has been 9 full years. And I think the most thrilling part about this is I really haven't lost eyesight. I'm still seeing as well as I was 9 years ago with this treatment. So that's just so fabulous because I use my eyes all the time. I'm artistic. I was a filmmaker. I'm now involved in the art world at my local museum. I'm taking pictures all the time. So my eyesight is everything. It's the most important aspect of my life. And, you know, how thrilling that with this rather serious condition, I'm still seeing so well. And I think it's really due to this treatment.
No, that is great. And that's fantastic news that you have preserved your vision. That's a lot of the part of what we're trying to do with this podcast series and also with our vision release initiative is just to educate clinicians about the newer treatment options, just bring in stories such as yourself. I think it's just very powerful in how clinicians can think of how to apply these newer treatments, whether it's aflibercept at milligram or faricimab or other ones that have, or probably I might come down the pipeline. So definitely, thank you so much for sharing your story. I think it's been very powerful. Is there anything else you would like to add or share as like a final thought?
It's amazing that there is this treatment available. And it's just life transforming for someone like myself or for anyone really. So I would encourage physicians to take advantage of it if they have patients like me that have this diagnosis.
Well, yeah, thank you so much, Dita, for sharing your story again. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you again to our listeners. We hope you found this episode valuable as you navigate the evolving landscape of retinal disease management and consider patients' needs when individualizing therapy for retinal diseases and specifically for AMD, which was the focus of today's podcast. Please explore other podcasts in this series as well as the many resources available on our website, vision-relief.com. This podcast was brought to you by MedLearning Group. MedLearning Group is jointly accredited by the Accreditation Council for Continuing Medical Education, or ACCME, the Accreditation Council for Pharmacy Education, ACPE, and the American Nurses Credentialing Center, ANCC, to provide continuing education for the healthcare team. And a special thank you to our advanced supporter, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, who provided an independent education grant for this activity. Thank you again. Until next time.